So let's review. We have previously learned that kiyum shtaris midrabbanan. The Rabbanan initiated kiyum shtaris, that one must authenticate the chasimus edim to validate a shtar, because there is a chashash ziyuf, concern that one may forge both the shtar and the chasimus edim. Kiyum shtaris can be performed in three ways. Ayde edim hachasumim, when the undersigned edim testify that they signed the shtar. Ayde edim, when two other edim testify that they recognize the chasimus edim. By taking another shtar bearing their signatures that was huchzik bevezdin, already validated in bezdin, and comparing the signatures in both shtars. Once bezdin has performed kiyum shtaris, the dayan sign a written statement affixed to the shtar known as a hempek or a nishtara, in which they confirm the kiyum hashtar. Our mishnah continues with kiyum shtaris by the edim hachasumim. Sagta mishnah, ze oimer ksav yodi vze ksav yodoi shel chaveri. The first aide testifies that he recognizes both his and the second aide's signatures. The second aide likewise testifies that he recognizes both his and the first aide's signatures. Their testimony is accepted. However, if the first aide only recognizes his own signature, and the second aide also only recognizes his own signature, Rebbe requires a third aide who recognizes both signatures, because al ksav yadin he me'idim. The essence of kiyum shtaris is authenticating the signatures. In this case, each signature has but one aide, the respective aide hachasim himself. Therefore, another aide is required for each signature. As a result, the first signature is validated by the first and third aidim, and the second signature is validated by the second and third aidim. The Chacham do not require a third aide. Rather, each aide is eligible to authenticate his own signature, because the essence of kiyum shtaris is to validate the content of the shtar by authenticating the signatures, but it is not specifically to validate the signatures. Therefore, the two aidim achasum sufficiently confirm the manasha b'shtar. The Gemara says that in this case, Rebbe l'chumra, Rebbe's opinion of al-ksav yodim hei me'idim is stringent because he requires a third aide, while Rabban l'kula, the Chacham's opinion of al-manash b'shtar hei me'idim is lenient because they do not require a third aide. However, in the case of shnayim hachasum al-ashtar umeis echad mehen, Rebbe l'kula v'Rabban l'chumra. Two aidim were signed on the shtar, and one died before kiyum shtaris. Rebbe's opinion of al-ksav yodim hei me'idim results in a leniency in that tzarech echad min hashuk leheir alav. It is sufficient for one additional aid, along with the remaining aid achasim, to perform kiyum shtaris. The aid achasim validates both signatures, and the aid min hashuk validates both signatures, because the aid achasim cannot validate his signature by himself, according to Rebbe, who holds al ksav yodim hei me'idim. However, the Chachamim's opinion of al manash b'shtar hei me'idim results in a stringency, in that tzrichin shnayim min hashuk leheir olav, two new aidim are required to perform kiyum shtaris. Rashi explains, the pasuk states al pishnayim edim yakum davar, from which we derive chati davar al piv shel zeh vechati davar al piv shel zeh. The action taken must be based equally half and half on the testimony of each witness. Therefore, we cannot accept only one additional aid along with the remaining aid al chasim, because if we do, the aid al chasim can validate his signature by himself. He does not need the aid min hashuk, according to the Chacham, who hold amanash b'shtar hei me'idim. And he's already supporting half the claim, because amanash b'shtar hei me'idim. Now, when he joins with the aid min hashuk to validate the second signature of the aid ha'meis, they are together supporting the other half of the claim, each a quarter, which results in kanofik nachi riva d'mamayna apuma d'chatzada. The majority, or three quarters of the aidus, is being supported by one aid, the aid ha'chasim. However, if we have Shnayim and Hashuk, there is no problem. The Eid HaChasim accomplishes half, and the Shnayim and Hashuk accomplish half. No one Eid accomplishes more than half. However, according to Rebbe, even with Echem and Hashuk, no one Eid accomplishes more than half, because as explained earlier, both have to validate both signatures, because Al-Ksav Yodon Hei Me'idim. The Gemara adds, according to the Chachamim, V'ileket Trei El-Achad, if they cannot find two Eidim who can authenticate the second Chasima, the solution is Lichtev Chasimas Yodei Achaspa. V'shadu le'beveidina u'machziki le'beidina. the Ein HaChasim should sign his name on the shard, to which Bezdin will compare and validate his signature in the shtar. And he doesn't have to testify to authenticate his signature. Then the Ein HaChasim, together with the Echad Min HaShuk, can both authenticate the second Chasima of the Ein HaMeis. This way, we avoid the problem of Kanafik Nochi Riva de Mimayna Puma de Chad Sahada. The Gemara continues, Amar Behuda Amar Shmuel, Eid V'dayin Mitztarfin. Shmuel says that the Eid HaChasim Al Ashtar, the witness who signed the Shtar, and the Dayin HaChasim Al Hempik, the judge who signed the statement confirming the Kiyim, may collectively validate the Shtar. Rava disagrees and says they cannot validate the Shtar, because they are not providing the same testimony. The Eid HaChasim testifies to the Manashim Ashtar, while the Dayin HaChasim testifies to the Kiyim Ashtar. The Gemara continues discussing Kiyim Shtaris. Shloisha Sheyashvu L'Kayim Es Ashtar, Shnayim Makirin Chasim Es Yidei Edim, Vecher Eina Makir. A bezin of three Dayanim that convened to perform Kiyim Shtaris, in which two Dayanim recognize the Chasim Es Edim, while the third Dayan does not recognize the Chasim Es. Ad Shalei Kasvu, Me'idin B'fanav V'chaisim. If they did not yet write the Hempek, the statement of confirming the Kiyim, the two Dayanim testify before the third Dayan that they recognize the signatures, and they all sign the hempik. Although midairaisa, ein eid nasadayin, an eid that testifies for an issue such as eid sachedish, spotting the new moon, is disqualified from presiding as a dayin on the same issue, such as kiddush sachedish, establishing the new month. However, in this case, eid nasadayin because kim shtaris midrabanan. Mishakasbu, ein me'id mefana b'chesim. If they already wrote the hempik, they cannot testify to enable the third dayin to sign the hempik, because Meschazik is shikr, it appears false, since the Hempik, which states that the Dayanim have authenticated the Chasimus HaEdim, was already written before the third Dayan actually heard the testimony.